You're listening to Billionaire Radio on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. Lucky you.
Now we go to Emerald Live with Emerald Anderson. Emerald is the charismatic and imaginative personal CPA for moi, xenophobe, and my husband Homer. And soon the world will know his name. We have a preview of his new show as a master chef of the books. Here's Emerald Live!
Hey, welcome to Emerald Live. How you doing, huh? Good. Today, balance sheets.
Yeah!
Now, here it is. So many balance sheets you see are bland. No zest, no flavor. Just the numbers. But today, on Emerald Live, we're going to be cooking the books. We're going to get creative. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Of course you're ready. This audience ready for anything. Everyone is all excited about this today. Okay. The first thing is to take a sharp black pen, huh? We like that. I do my magic with a sharp pen and two sets of ledger books. One for the shareholders and one for the IRS and SEC. See how the pen is making that second ledger all happy? That's a good ledger book, huh? Now we tally the receipts. But the numbers aren't adding up yet, see? So you have to spice up the numbers so that they do. So take your calculator. Little pinch here, little pinch there. You'll want to start right after last year's annual report and trim the losses, like so. Huh. Cut and trim. Cut and trim. Now make sure you have all that red ink out of there. Like that. Bam. No red ink. Why? Because we take that debt and then a friendly bank buys it up. Now it's gone, huh? Poof. Like it never existed. Nice, huh? All right, the next thing you'll love. You'll love this. See this handy-dandy piece of equipment?
Ooh.
When you cook books, this is your best friend, the shredder. Now, some people would say you have to get a real fancy, expensive type of shredder. Give me a break. They all shred just the same. The problem is volume. If you want to really get rid of your paper trail quick, spring for the bigger, more high-end shredder. Look at that, huh? Beautiful shredding there. Yeah, perfect. I like to think of document shredders as exculpatory. Burden of proof, folks. Gorgeous. So, once we trim the losses, what's left is the profits. We're going to kick it up a notch. I like to use a bellows here. We have to inflate the profits. Think of it as a little exaggeration. We overinflate the income, which makes the stock price rise. And then the stock options are worth much more. And bam!
Whoa.
That's a balance sheet that will make investors drool on themselves. Now, the second ledger. These numbers have to have a totally different set of flavors to them. If we overinflate them, everyone will be sorry when the taxes are due. Now it's time for some real innovation. Next, we're going to create some shell corporations. On paper, they just look like real corporations. I'm tired of people saying bad things about these dummy corporations. Once you have them, you can funnel all your profits into them. And the feds think they taste like tax-deductible expenses. Yeah, they're good corporations. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's time to take out our inflated stocks. Can you see how they've risen? Based on our creative numbers, executives were able to issue more stock and borrow more money. Now, I take this canvas bag and fill it with all the stocks and then tie it up with a beautiful golden bow. Now, stay with me here. This is important. You have to find some unsuspecting pension funds and gullible investors and leave them holding the bag. Bam! Then you've cooked the books, huh? You're listening to Emerald Live. On the next show, I'll show you how to make a tax-deductible political donation. Thanks for listening. See you then.
Hello, darlings. Xenophobe here, coming to you from the city of Houston, Texas, with my wonderful billionaire radio crew in tow. The loss of our dear, dear friend Ken Lay has shaken billionaire society to its core. And as we mourn that inconsolable loss, we are shocked and disturbed by angry voices raised against all that Kenneth stood for. Voices declaring that somehow he got what he deserved. Voices that blame him and the other Enron executives for selling their stocks while thousands of people lost their pensions. Voices that insist that these people suffered unduly for one man's greed. Yes, it is possible that many small investors honorably fell on their swords so that their billionaire general could triumph. But are these gentle souls so much worse for wear? Today, we will meet some of them, and you can judge for yourself. Hello, dear. What is your name?
Shirley. Shirley Van Boozled. Welcome to the Telstar Diner. May I take your order?
Oh, no. Thank you, dear. I wouldn't consider actually eating anything here. I've come to talk to you about your life after Enron.
Oh, gosh. Well, I worked at Enron in the filing department since it first opened its doors. Ken Lay told us we had nothing to worry about and our stock was still good.
Well, they were good for him.
Well, my whole retirement was dependent on those stocks, and now they're almost worthless. I'm 73. I'm going to need a new hip sometime soon. I have no idea how to pay for it.
Well, darling, just write a check. But Shirley, are you really so unhappy these days? Is your life really so much worse now than when you had all that retirement money?
Well, I do get more exercise these days.
There, you see? Every day is a blessing.
Oh, blessing my grits. Honey, my arthritis is arthritis. I should be retired or dead. You heard of Cruel and Unusual? Try corns and coffee refills. You know, you try.
Well, we can edit this for content later, right?
Truckers running out of that
Shirley,
gas
dear,
money.
Shirley, dear, could you just say, Xena, you're absolutely right.
Xena, you're absolutely right?
Thank you, dear. Who's next?
Hey, waitress, I ordered corned beef. This is roast beef. Hey, double time. I ain't got all day.
Sit right away, sir.
We are in this cute little park under the bridge on a wonderfully sunny day. This is the new home of former Enron employee Stan Forrett. Mr. Forrett, how are you today?
How am I? I had $1.5 million for my retirement. Now we have to make it on $100 a month.
Well, I know a place where you can get a lovely cup of tea and a cucumber sandwich for just that.
We were going to buy a motorhome and see our country. Instead, we had to sell everything we owned to pay for my wife's insulin. And that bastard managed to die before he could be sentenced. His conviction isn't going to stand, so we can't even sue his estate.
Dear, you're still better off than poor Ken Lay. You're alive, man. Every day is like a crisp, newly printed T-bill filled with potential. When the two of you wake up under this stoic-looking bridge, anything is possible.
Well, the soup kitchen does have some nice rolls once a week.
There you go.
And it has been nice running into a lot of my former Enron associates out here in the street.
The camaraderie of shared suffering. You see? Wonderful.
Could you spare some change?
The thought never crossed my mind. Speaking of which, I'm late for a meeting with my husband, Homer, and our accountant to set up some more dummy offshore companies in Kenley's honor. I must be off. My friends, these good people may have lost their pensions, but is it possible that they gained something so much more valuable in exchange? Just witness the satisfaction of a job well done when Shirley Van Boozled brings her customers the actual food they ordered. See the joy on Stan Forrett's face as he gnaws the first discarded pizza crust of morning. It just filled me with a host of profound emotions. Let's stop blaming Ken Lay for what happened. Let's instead thank him for throwing the spanner of uncertainty into the well-oiled machines of his employees' lives. I'm Zena Phobe for Billionaire Radio.
Yeah. It's 50 billion here. Me and my boy Felonious Axe gonna take the Lear down to G-Dog's crib in Crawford. And Dickie and Cola gonna bring some freaks too. Gonna have a blast. The billionaires are here, we're men of the hour. We're sitting pretty chilling in the halls of power. We're buying access, seeing progress, and making a mess of the political process. Oh yes, our cheese is buying us a whole lot of leverage. When we arrive, they serve us a nice cool beverage. We're the final word on the pending legislation. Please don't play your hate in all the regulating of all corporations and our industries. We're the foxes with the platinum set of henhouse keys. Buying billion-dollar favors for a couple of G's. We got money, currency, steady blowing in the breeze. We're just living our American dream. The CEOs are playing for the Bush-Cheney team. My president, he got you all scared. The billionaires are coming, so you better beware. Step out or stretch hummers and everybody stands. Parents, lock up your daughters, here come the billionaire.
The billionaires are in the house,
billionaires. The billionaires are in the White House. We're dining on pheasant, we're dining on grouse. Yeah, the billionaires are in the house. Dick Cheney worked for us as Halliburton's chief exec. Each year we're cutting Dick another $1 million check. These federal contracts just land in our lap. We keep getting away with all the craziest crap. We're ripping off the Pentagon for soldiers' meals. We bribe Nigerian officials making energy deals. We overcharge America, sell Iraq, Kuwaiti oil. But Dick sticks up for us, he's very loyal. If you wanna win the game, you gotta make the rules. We stole an election right in front of you fools. Justice Scalia, I know you got my back. Let's forget about Iraq and shoot birds that go quack. We bought a vice president who totally cares. Kids, get out the way, here come the billionaires.
The billionaires are in the house, billionaires.
The billionaires are in the White House. We'll smack you around like an abusive spouse. Yeah, the billionaires are in the house. We are the kings of Capitol Hill, so just chill. We had a hand in drafting the energy bill. Drug company pockets must be lined, so Medicare reform was made with us in mind. Colin Powell's son gave us the royal jewels when he relaxed on the media ownership rules. We say Bush is our president. You know we ain't kidding. He's taking our money and doing our bidding. Everybody bow to the king. When it's all over, we'll own everything. Our terror, our system got you on your knees while we're picking your pockets and snatching your cheese. We got the USA by its curly short hair, so look out below, here come the billionaires.
The billionaires are in the house, billionaires.
The billionaires are in the White House. We're sucking your blood like a bloated louse. Yeah, the billionaires are in the house. Enron is in the house.
In the White House.
Halliburton is in the house.
In the White House.
Fox News Corp is in the house.
In the White House.
Bechtel is in the house.
In the White House.
Citigroup is in the house.
In the White House.
ExxonMobil is in the house.
In the White House.
Philip Morris is in the house.
In the White House.
Monsanto is in the house.
In the White House.
This administration's preoccupation is directing the nation to wealth consolidation. All those taxes that you pay, they'll be coming our way upon a platinum tray, so don't play. No one can stop us, no one dares. Run for the hills, here come the billionaires. Run for the hills, here come the billionaires. Here come the billionaires.
That was billionaire super rapper 50 Billion performing The Billionaires Are in the House off the album of the same name. You're listening to Billionaire Radio on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara.